JB4, CPA Mobile.
And it's 4RJM, sitting still.
So, John, what are you, what project are you working on today?
Got a sign that was hanging inside the my American Legion post that had just about faded out. It's kind of like a poster thing. It's our preamble thingy. So our adjutant bought a new one and pulled the thing down, and it's a great big huge heavy piece of plywood with a wooden frame around it. So I cut out the old one and then brought the frame home to sand it down and paint it and put the new one in. So right now I'm waiting for paint to dry.
Paint dries like watching the grass grow, ain't it?
It is out in the garage where it's hot. I'm inside where it's cool. I'm waiting for it to dry.
I was going through the gears and wasn't thinking about keying up the mic. But you said something about oh shoot. Man, my brain is just shot. The not the VFW, but the lodge. What lodge were you talking about?
Agent.
My father-in-law was, I think it was, you can correct me if I was wrong, he was the adjutant, does that sound right, at the Greenville post there, the one right there on Main Street.
I'm not sure what post that is, but yeah, adjutant is—he's the guy that takes care of all the paperwork. And in a regular military unit, he's the personnel guy.
I think he took care of the money, and you know, like he was the treasurer and did some fundraising. I mean, you know, and I would help him. He was my father-in-law. I don't know if I mentioned that. May have. I got my dad enrolled, because he was in during the Korean conflict, although he was stateside. I said, Daddy, you were still in the Army. I said, that's, I mean, you know, just because you didn't go over the grid, it just means you opened up a spot for somebody else to go. But anyway, he was real busy with them. He was over there every day doing something.
Yeah, that sounds like adjutant. Because our adjutant, you know, works her tail off keeping everybody else straight. So, yeah, that sounds like what he did.
Even if he was my father-in-law, I'd say I couldn't have picked a better in-laws. And, of course, my mother-in-law is still living. So he passed away about 8 years ago. I really miss him. He was, of course, he was in law enforcement. I probably told you about that before. He was with the city, Greenville City Police Department for 33 years. 24 years of that time, he was with the detective division, and he was captain of detectives for 18 of those 24 years. And I think when he retired, they had moved him over to night commander. But anyway, and he retired in 1990. So he had a lot of time on his hands after that, you know, put into his work there at the lodge.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, I'm trying to redo this sign. I've got to get it back up back over to the post and up on the wall by tomorrow morning. So the paint's got about 45 minutes left on it to be good and dry, and then I'm going to spray glue the poster onto the thing and let that dry, and then I'm going to take it over there and see if I can get it up on the wall.
Well, I'm still working on my antenna. I'm just about there. As a matter of fact, if I could get my Heine in gear, I could go ahead and get it done today, get it ready to shoot back up there. But I'll be honest with you, this heat, I've been playing since 9 o'clock. I've been playing about 3 hours, and I am just about, it's about zapped all my energy.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm working in the garage in the shade, and it's still hot. Yeah, but just keep in mind my motto, never put off till tomorrow what you can pay somebody else to do for you.
I'm going to do this part, but I'm going to have to pay somebody to shoot it up in the trees, because I don't have any kind of equipment to do that.
I haven't designed a shooter yet. I've been busy doing some other stuff. I got to get busy and design you a shooter.
I own a few firearms, so maybe I'll know which end of it to hold.
I'll directions on the thing.
This is the business end of this product.
Do it like they do on Claymore Mines. They emblazon it on the front. It says front towards the enemy.
Yeah, you can just put sudden death. Just write sudden death and an arrow.
I'll just put on there, caution can be hazardous to ham radios, operators, and other living things.
Some funny signs in my day, I tell you. So, you know, again, dropping out of transmit. Oh, Lordy. And now my Kenwood that I use in the house, little 2-meter mobile, is it either it or the antenna's screwing up, because it's not hitting the repeater good. I guess it could be the connector, but anyway, I tell you, it's about to make me mad. I'm just about ready to just throw that stuff in the trash can. Start over.
Roger, I hear you. But let's see here. Walmart's got a slingshot for wire antenna.
Talk about a slingshot. Is this something you hold in your hand?
This one's made by Marksman, sold in Walmart sporting goods section. Folding slingshot at under $6, and the Marksman adjustable slingshot at under $10.
For CPA. Well, the ones I've been told about are evidently you don't hold them. They sit on the ground, and they're very accurate.
Well, in reading some of the comments on this thing, this one guy talks about he uses a fishing pole, hooks it to the end of the line, and casts it over the tree.
How much weight is he using?
He uses a 1-ounce lead egg sinker and just casts it up over the tree. So if you've done any fishing, especially cast fishing, maybe that would work.
K2SST.
Well, something. K2SST, KB4CBA. Yes, I have done cast fishing. I know how to use a rod and reel. It ain't going over this tree, trust me.
ST.
Go ahead.
Slingshot. Go to Farm Supply that sells cheap nuts. Get yourself a handful of nuts. Otherwise, you're going to have some sinkers that are stuck up in a tree that you can't get, and you're just wasting money. Nuts are cheaper than sinkers.
What town test line?
A club in Edisonville, and we have a tennis ball tube. You pressurize it, and it shoots to the moon. It shoots up real high.
About what pound the test line?
Very heavy. I think the ones for a quarter inch or maybe a little bigger. See what the weight of a sinker is. But what happens quite often, you get it up in a tree, you're trying to pull it back, and then it gets in a fork, it gets stuck, it won't come down, and it won't come out. You snap the line, and you lose the sinker. So if you lose the nuts are usually, you know, like a penny, or a few cents a piece, cheaper than sinkers.
Well, I've just been talking with some guys about, you know, I know a guy's got a launcher, and but he said this slingshot is very accurate and more accurate than the launcher that he has, and he recommends using one of those. So, I believe I found someone that's got one that they're just a little leery of coming out in the, you know, in this COVID world we live in now. And quite frankly, I don't blame them.
And I was doing something on a computer listening to you. But whatever way you do it, you get the, if you're able to get a hand slingshot, or I haven't seen the one on the ground, but I used a hand slingshot for years, and it takes a little practice. You shoot to the left, you shoot to the right, you shoot to, and then after a little while, you get it to go where you want. So don't expect to get it in the right spot the first time. It takes a little practice.
Roger that. Dan 4RJN. I'm clear.